Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
To Doug Steffen's Good Day with Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen, a man who will explain the meaning of a toot.
Just another manic Monday. Wish you were Sunday.
Nah, I don't wish you were a Sunday. I'm happy that it's Monday. Because there are all kinds of things that are apparent with the beginning of a new week and the beginning of a new month and the beginning of a new season. Kind of that's where we're shaking it here on the Good Day program. Hello. April 1st. Yes, it is. It's April Fool's. I don't know. I was thinking on the plane, Jay, that we ought to come up with something very clever to do so that people would have a smile on their face. And then I thought, well, you know, it's Easter. I don't know if anybody's more into the solemnity of what Easter is all about. So I was more appreciative of the fact that it was Easter. And even though one day can mean a whole lot, you know, what can happen in a day? Well, a baby
a
can
lot.
Be born. Yeah. Somebody can start a war. Somebody can find peace. It's a day to change your life, as every other day is a day to change your life. So think about and put it into words what it is that you feel about today. And how did you feel about yesterday? What did you do yesterday? If you're celebrating the sort of Christian tradition of Easter, or did you roll eggs and sing when the, let's see, what's a good song? In her Easter bonnet. With all that kind of stuff, because that's not what Easter's really all about. But yet, it's another example of the Catholic Church taking a pagan holiday and making it their own. So, yesterday, I asked my grandson, was it yesterday? No, I was on the plane. No, it was Saturday. I said to my grandson, Miles, which came first, the chicken or the egg?
Ooh, that's
and
a good question.
Looked at me and he said, Gramps, neither. I said, what do you mean, neither? He said, we don't know. Who knows? And actually, that's the best question. I mean, that's the best answer because, you know, if you think about some of the eggs that aren't eggs, like the most expensive jeweled egg was the one that Carl Fabergé made. Remember that?
Oh, the iconic Fabergé egg.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. So I dug out the Dr. Seuss book, Green Eggs and Ham. That's an egg thing, right? Sam, I am. Have you read that to Mac? Mac,
do you not like Green Eggs and Ham? That is not what I read, no.
No. How about Here Comes Peter Cottontail? No?
Nope, not that one either. The Caterpillar one, The Hungry Caterpillar. And then there's a lot of books of, like, talking about emotions and feelings, and there's the volcano ones, like Don't Blow Your Top, or The Hippopotamus with Hiccups, or A Boy Like Me. I love that book. That's a favorite.
You do? Did you have it read to you when you were a child?
No, nobody read A Boy Like Me to me as a child.
No. I think you'd complain to your father right away as soon as you get off the air.
These are more newer books. I'm not sure. The Hungry Caterpillar was around. I had that one. I grew up on the Berenstain Bears. Those are big ones I used to read. And he has a couple of those that we read, too.
Really? All right. Let's see. What else? The name of the Easter song or the Easter dance that goes best, right? And I did ask that of Miles, and he looked at me with that look. You know how they they look at you? It's the bunny hop. And
Where you like hop forward, hop back, and then hop forward twice.
Easter Parade, that movie with Judy Garland. Do you remember who the male lead was?
I never saw that one.
Okay, Fred Astaire. That's probably a little, if I had to ask that one of James, he would have come up with it at Easter. Or Easter, either. Got Easter on my mind. Which is not a bad thing. I think Easter is the best of the quote-unquote religious holidays, frankly. It's a tradition here in America, but it goes back, you know, certainly the Presbyterians, as I remember, this is one of the things, I'm sort of a Sunday school guy. I spent a lot of time in church when I was a youngster, and so learned a lot about how the tradition was certainly religious because of the rebirth of Jesus, that sort of thing. Whatever it is that you believe about it religiously, there were lots of people who will celebrate this. You don't have to be Christian to celebrate it. You just celebrate the goodness, the Easter roll, and all kinds of people, you know, on the lawn of the White House, chasing down the eggs, that kind of stuff. So, but in terms of the Christian celebration, the fact that the high priests, the Jewish high priest, accused Jesus of blasphemy, and under the order of the Roman governor, he was crucified, and then the 3 days later, it was said that Jesus was resurrected, and they couldn't find his body. All right, mm-hmm. So that would have been the kind of stuff I'd have talked about. We didn't have much time on Friday to talk about this stuff. That's a good Friday conversation. Anyway, I don't think there's anybody alive that doesn't know that that's kind of what it's all about, right? You think that, that there's anybody who's not a member of some Christian, whether Catholic or Protestant?
Well, yeah, Christians, definitely. But, yeah, anybody who's of a faith, not of Christianity, and didn't learn that specific thing, I don't think that they know that full story. Kind of like Buddhism. Like, we know the story of Buddha. And
yeah,
he,
I love Buddha.
Just like Jesus was a real guy, Shakyamuni, all of that stuff. But I don't think that if you didn't study or grew up knowing the Buddhist faith,
tradition,
you really don't know a lot of this stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. But if we did know more of it, then I remember taking a lot of religion courses when I was in college, and it, I think, helped make me, not that I was intolerant before, excuse me, but it made me more tolerant of whatever, you know, other. And that's one of the problems today. And that's one of the things that makes the world as upset as it is. And it is. The world is upset. It's an upsetting place to see all of this stuff going on in the Middle East and the different traditions, which it seems, when you travel a little and educate yourself a little bit, it's so silly because all of the major religions started in the old city of Jerusalem. That's where they started. All the religions, whether it be the Muslim religion, the Christian religion, the Jewish faith, all of them started right there. And that's what religions have the ability, the potential to be the most important and the most wonderful symbols. But yet, here we go with, let's fight with each other about stuff instead of, you know, getting along. Anybody take the time to go to Easter sunrise services? Were there any where you were? It's something that seems to be. Is that an old fad, an old tradition that's going away?
No, a lot of people still do it. Mm-hmm.
I remember spending time. It was usually cold. The Knobscot Mountain Trek, which is a local kind of hill here. We used to go up there. So anyway, Lent is over. You don't have to do any more of the fasting, the abstinence. Hopefully, if you think about, I don't know, fasting, but thinking about what the tradition is about and why you give up things, it's to teach you what it's like, I think. That's what I learned anyway. What is it all about? What's the reason, if you will, I'm looking for something. Hold on a second. What's the reason that we sacrifice or that it's to help us appreciate what's good? Much as anything else,
and
right?
And like you said, sacrifice. It's testing your self-discipline.
Yeah, right. All right, 15 after the hour, the Doug Stephan Good Day program. Jay Kirshner and Doug here on the 1st of April. We ought to do some April Fool's things, which we will in a moment. No fooling here, though, when it comes to the benefits, the features, the things that help you with regard to losing weight. Calitrin has an Easter special going on right now. Go to toploss.com and think about what you have to show off. And if you don't have a body that you want to show off, maybe you'd like to have a body that you show off. I'm not here to make you feel guilty. I want you to think, though, T-H-I-N-K, about what it is that the extra sunlight gives you the warmth, what does that give you? You start getting motivated, right? To get healthy, to lose the weight, all of that stuff. So how about today being a good time? As I said a few minutes ago, you can start new every single day. And if you want to be awesome in terms of how you look, that is, you want to be pleased with yourself. Never mind what other people think, but what you want to think. The benefit of using Calitrin is that you don't, it's not painful. People say anything good requires pain. What is that old expression? No pain, no gain. I don't think that's true, especially when it comes to losing weight and getting on a journey of health. So check it all out. The natural way. That's the benefit here. The natural way of losing weight, not hurting your body. Some of these are things that when you lose the weight, yeah, it's supposed to be at the end, you're supposed to have a healthier body, but what does it take to get there? Oof, man. So the Calitrin team is ready, willing, and able to serve you. Go to toploss.com, talk to one of the counselors that's there, read around, and then reach some degree of, I guess, promise. What's your expectation? What do you want to change? What do you want to gain? You want to gain feeling good, right? You don't want to gain weight. You want to lose the weight. Here we go. The spotlight is on a lot of people who have done very well on this, and you can check them out at toploss.com as well. Toploss.com, when you do check out with the product, you will be able to, with the discount code Doug, you don't have to pay for shipping. You get the benefit of the special Easter program. The Easter sale is going on right now at toploss.com. I suppose we ought to take a break here, James, because it's that time of the morning.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same, but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online? Go to hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, and the process is 100% online. To start your free online visit, go to hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy.
What should we do with the broke propeller? What should we do with the broke propeller?
Don't look at me, I wasn't driving.
Thank you, you're not helping.
I don't even know why you bought this boat.
You told me that you loved this boat.
That was before you wrecked the boat.
Well, now you've made it awkward.
Accidents don't just happen in sea shanties, so Progressive Boat Insurance has you covered. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you can save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Covered subject to policy terms and not available for all boats or in all situations.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.
Put your right foot forward, put your left foot out, do the bunny hop, 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 hop,
hop, hop, hop. All right, so this is a good day program, you know that, right? Hopefully you're new to the program, happy to have you along. Check everything out that we do at gooddayshow.com. One of the things we've been on here is the AM for Every Vehicle Act, which is gaining a lot of support in the House and the Senate, one of the bipartisan things, keeping AM radio in cars. However, General Motors, Honda, Ford are the biggest spenders. Toyota, also the big automobile, for whatever their reason, they have spent $617,000 among them to keep the AM radios out of your cars. So I think that's something to think about when you're buying a car. General Motors spending, actually, they were, that's an individual number that was for Honda. General Motors spent $2 million trying to keep the AM radio with lobbyists. What the hell's going on with these people, right? Think about that when you're buying a new car. All right, almost 21 after the hour here on Good Day.
Yeah. Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Join us on Finding a Pathway to Your Mind. These are the Human Beings. Used to be a singing group called the Human Beings, B-E-I-N-Z. And they were, the stuff that they sang about was was a lot of fun, but also got you to think. And so that's what we're about here, especially when it comes to social media. That's something that we spend time on each hour, and this is the portion of that program, in which we do that. So we're focused here on celebrity trending names, and Jay has found that there's a lot of attention being given to Kate Beckinsale. Beckinsale, how do you pronounce her last name? Beckinsale. She's always looked awfully pale and thin to me. And apparently she's been in a hospital bed for 3 weeks. A lot of health concerns. So there are a lot of her fans and people that are interested in what's going on. The photos that she's posted, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. She's 50 years old. But what's going on with her? We'll talk about it as much as she's let people know, as much as you can find out after this.
Moments like hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for postmenopausal women or for men with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
If somebody falls asleep next to me, it's dangerous because I like to glue beards to them or draw tattoos or whatever it is, Pirates of the Caribbean beard, all that. And I'd run out of things like that. And yet I was still after the rush of doing it.
So she was in Pirates. Wasn't she engaged to Orlando Bloom or was she married to him? Do I remember that?
She was married to Michael Sheen.
Michael Sheen looks, Michael Sheen looks, another British actor, looks just like David Frost. And so if you remember him, he's played a lot of interesting roles, and so has she. So what the heck is the matter with her? Why is she in the hospital? Why has she been there for 3 weeks? What's wrong? The questions.
She's been very open about the fact that she's in the hospital. She first alerted people to the fact that she was in the hospital the day after UK Mother's Day. She was celebrating her mom's belated birthday, UK Mother's Day, and posted a carousel of photos, which some included her sitting in the hospital bed with, like, this big bow on her head and everything, and crying, tears coming down over her eyes. And then recently for Easter, she showed her feet, which had bunny socks on, clearly still in the hospital bed. She hasn't said what is going on. It's kind of like some mystery illness. But what keeps coming to my mind is there was another actress who spent the first few weeks of the year in the hospital, and she didn't acknowledge anything until she was out of the woods, at least. But Ashley Park, she had tonsillitis that turned into septic shock, and she was in the hospital for a very long time in critical condition. And then once she was, you know, doing a lot better, but still in the hospital, she started to acknowledge it a little bit more. And when she was home, she started talking about it more. So I kind of wonder if there's some situation like that with Kate going on, or I'm sure she's, since she's been open enough to say she's in the hospital, I'm sure she'll eventually open up what's going on, but I hope she's okay. I hope she gets out of the hospital soon.
Yeah. You look at this, you know, what there is here is a lesson for everybody to pay attention to your body. That's, you know what's going on in your body and respect your body, because your body, what's the old expression about being a temple? You need to make it a temple of love and light and not a temple of doom. All right? Words of advice from the Dugger at 28 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Did you know that 1 in 3 American families feed the birds? More than 63 million American adults enjoy this colorful pastime, and here are some fun things to do to encourage birds into your backyard. Food and feeders. Put up nectar feeders for hummingbirds and orioles. Place a window feeder on your child's bedroom window for fun bird watching. Put out fruit and jelly feeders with jelly orange and apple halves. Watch bluebirds gobble down mealworms placed in a bluebird feeder. Try a peanut feeder for chickadees, nuthatches, and woodpeckers and jays. And use a trellis to grow flowering vines for attracting hummingbirds. Plant seeds and create a hummingbird and butterfly garden. You know, there's nothing better than getting up in the morning or late in the evening and going out into your yard and watching the birds. And remember, now they have these little hidden microphones that you can actually put by your bird feeders. So this way, when the birds are out there eating, not only can you watch them, you can actually enjoy hearing them, enjoying the great meals that you give them. I'm Warren Eckstein.
This is with Miller's here from Calitrin to talk about how you can look your best. If you get started now, you're motivated to do it. There are a lot of other benefits that go with it because of the ingredients. Just go through the ingredients with us.
So the number one ingredient is collagen protein. We've got several different types of collagen protein in our Calitrin, but it works to rebuild lean muscle tissue and rev up your metabolism. That's how it works over time. It's also good for the joint pain. And when you're taking it at bedtime, like we do recommend, it also helps break down into glycine, which helps you sleep more soundly also. Now, we've also added the patented ingredient called prohydrolase, which is digestive enzymes that help your body break down that collagen protein to where you can utilize it to the maximum potential.
All right, let's talk for about 30 seconds about the special $10 off every bottle.
Discounts on every single month of Calitrin, so the more you need, the more you're going to save.
Check it all out.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Pope Francis is calling for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza and the release of all Israeli hostages. The Pope's renewal of the call came during Sunday's Easter Mass. The Pontiff also speaking about other world events, including Ukraine, Haiti, Sudan, and other places experiencing turmoil. The governor of Maryland is preemptively making the case for additional federal relief for his state or the city of Baltimore in the wake of the deadly Key Bridge collapse. Governor Westmore says,
Maryland needs no favors. We need to make sure that we're actually moving quickly to get the American economy going again, because the Port of Baltimore is instrumental in our larger economic growth.
More on with CNN's State of the Union Sunday. Actor Louis Gossett Jr. has passed away at age 87, as confirmed by his family Friday. Gossett Jr. earned an Oscar for Best Supporting Actor in An Officer and a Gentleman. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Good day!
Good day, sir!
Good day.
I hope you're having a good day.
Good day!
Don't just shout at the radio. Let your voice be heard right now by calling 855-999-3684. That's 855-999-DUG.
Now stand aside, worthy adversary.
'Tis but a scratch.
A scratch? Your arm's off.
No, it isn't.
Well, what's that then?
I've heard worse.
You liar!
Come on, you pansy!
Victory is mine!
We thank thee, Lord, that in thy...
Come on, then! What? Have at you!
Okay. That's one of those visual things... we've got a little Monty Python and the essence of, okay, is that really happening? Was that really, whatever the stunts are or were that they pulled, people always wonder, how do they do that? How do they get away with that? You know, the silly stuff. And so that brings me back around to thinking about other things that have happened on April Fool's Day, some of the pranks. The one that I think I remember most from my childhood... Mm-hmm. Let's see, I was about 10 years old when a news broadcaster told the audience that a Swiss region near the Italian border had an exceptionally heavy spaghetti crop that year. And so the camera at the time cut to footage of people picking spaghetti off of trees and bushes and sitting down at a table to eat some of their homegrown spaghetti. Now, you know, spaghetti is spaghetti, right? And nobody, there are a lot of people who, even today, if you ask them, you know, depending on their age, I guess, as much as anything else, where does spaghetti come from? They wouldn't know. So this was an easy, most people were easy targets for this, because depending on what region of the world in which you're Italian or Southern European, you don't think this is a, you know where spaghetti comes from. But, you know, there are a lot of people who wondered to themselves, is this, true? What happened to spaghetti? Are we going to have less spaghetti this year? Because there was a bad spaghetti harvest? Yeah. Well, so that's what April Fool's is kind of all about. That's silly.
The fun, harmless jokes and pranks.
Exactly. Yeah. I remember the year that my two children took the program over on April Fool's. I can't remember. It was probably 20 years ago. They took the program over. I was on the couch in the living room. The two of them, it was in California, so they both got up at like 1 o'clock in the morning. They came over and they were on the air and they told the audience that I'd been arrested and that I was in jail and that they were going to do the program. And they did. They went through the whole program, the two of them. It was actually one of those fun times that I didn't know that they could really, I didn't know what to expect. It was Megan's idea. Well, no, it was kind of Brendan goaded Megan into doing it. And so they did. So that's probably the best April Fool's joke that's happened.
That's funny.
This program. Although Rich McFadden pulled a fast one on me 1 year, and I'm trying to remember, that was, it would have been at least 20 or more years ago. And now I'm trying to remember what it was that he did. You know what? Maybe we'll call him. Maybe we'll wake him up and we'll remember what it was that he did. So anyway, over-the-top stuff, attempting at bamboozling those people who are around us. How did this all get started? I don't think there's a consensus as to how it got started. Again, you go back to the time of Julius Caesar, which is a very important time to all of us, whether we realize it or we don't realize it. They moved the date of the beginning. This was in the year 45 B.C. when, you know, both Julius Caesar and Augustus Caesar were trying to change the calendar anyway. And they moved the date of New Year's Eve to April 1st. So at least that's what they tried to convince everybody they were doing. And you think, you know, everything seems to be so serious when you look back at history and the Roman Empire and, you know, the horrible stuff that was in. But they had a sense of humor. Most peoples have a sense of humor. And so they just announced to everybody that that it no longer was going to be New Year's on January 1st. It's going to be New Year's on April 1st. And then they changed the calendar, and it wasn't a joke. But it seemed, it started out as a joke. But now fast forward to today, lots of videos on a lot of internet sites, the prank stuff. Sometimes it's fun, sometimes it's not. I don't know. We consider this a holiday, Jay? Would you say April? No, April Fool's is just a day.
I mean, I would still say it's a holiday. It's still kind of like one of those days. It's not a take off of work, take off of school type of holiday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, anyway, the fact that there was a big to do 20 years ago also. There was an April Fool's Day joke. Google and its founders, those two worms that I referred to, Larry Page and Sergey Brin, they were great pranksters, and apparently they still are. But they began rolling out some pretty interesting ideas every April Fool's Day. After starting the company, they posted a job opening for a research center on the moon, which was actually pretty funny. Because, you know, there wasn't going to be any research. But people were applying for it all day long. April Fool's Day at Google was the application for a research scientist to go to the moon. All right? And you think about that kind of silly stuff.
And people were just laughing it off. It was like Google mischief. They, people didn't get upset about it. It was just some of those things that you almost looked forward to what kind of prank they were going to pull next.
Yeah, sometimes you know, the people who are foolhardy, you got to have a sense of humor. You got to lighten it up. There have been some times when some of the things done were nasty, or they weren't funny. They were just, they were crude, or they were rude. But you make someone, the term fool's errand started on this date. Did you know that mm-hmm. April Fools came out of that, the expression being sent on a fool's errand because of the stuff that happened with the pranksters. Family members often did it. I remember, well, nobody in my family had much of a sense of humor. So it wasn't easy to do it. I was trying to remember we used to do it in school, right? You could do stuff in school, but harmless stuff, like taking some lipstick and putting it on the... I remember drawing a smile on the back of somebody's head with lipstick, you know.
They didn't feel it?
Well, they didn't know what it was. I was distracting them with something else, so it was something that was done quickly. But, you know, that stuff. There's an April Fool's joke associated with the Liberty Bell and Taco Bell. Back in the 90s, Taco Bell announced that it had bought the Liberty Bell and was renaming it the Taco Liberty Bell. And people in Philadelphia went berserk. They called the government, they called the police, they called City Hall. Nerves were on. It was really, I thought that was, the press secretary in the White House was asked about the sale. How could the United States of America sell the Liberty Bell? And of course, it was all just a big joke. Let's see. There was something, I remember there was something about Richard Nixon, NPR's Talk of the Nation program, and that's that Richard Nixon in a surprise move was running for president again. His new campaign slogan was, "I didn't do anything wrong, and I won't do it again." I guess maybe you had to be there to experience it. Oh, I remember this one. Burger King had a full-page advert. This is back at the beginning of USA Today. Full-page ad introducing the new left-handed Whopper, especially designed for the 32 million left-handed Americans who couldn't eat a burger without using their left hand.
That included
the same ingredients. Yeah, right. That was kind of
good for them.
Right? Yeah. Anyway, and I think there was one. NASA had an announcement in 1976 when they were first kind of really getting rolling that the gravity that we're to expect. That on, a particular date, April 2nd, I think it was, at 9:47 a.m., there would be a once-in-a-lifetime astronomical event that would occur, and you would experience weighing less because gravity was going to be diminished on that day at that time. And people bought it.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Well, you also didn't have the internet to Google things and look into things more.
No.
It was more easy. People were a little bit more gullible. You didn't have all of this information at your fingertips at all times.
All right. Is it being gullible? In 1987...
Well, what would you use if you tell people that spaghetti is growing in crops and people are out there picking
it?
You wouldn't call that gullible?
Right. Yeah, I would say that was probably pretty gullible. Here's a Los Angeles, one of my favorite disc jockeys in 1987 in Los Angeles announced that the L.A. highway system was going to be shut down for repairs for the entire month. And this really, the radio station received an average of 100 calls a minute. This is Rick Dees, by the way. If you remember his name, some people in California remember him. So the California Department of Transportation called the station's manager and told him to stop because they didn't think it was very funny because at the switchboards at City Hall all day long, what are you going to do? How can we get around? What's going to happen?
Oh, that's funny. That's really funny. Not for them, of course, but...
No, of course not. No, but it's just that kind of stuff. There's nothing hurtful about any of that stuff. Yeah, right, exactly. So, if nothing else, have the opportunity today to have a little mischief, have a little fun, fool somebody that you love and care about, right? Pull a prank. Okay. So it's 14 before the hour. This is not a prank. This is the real thing. Omaha Steaks and their semi-annual sale goes on. I think this is the last week of it. So if you haven't taken advantage of it. And by the way, there's no limit to how many times you can call an order. You know, you have orders for all of these things, and then you forget something, you can call them back. Take advantage of the 50% off site-wide sale to save on your favorites. Go to omahasteaks.com/Doug and shop their semi-annual sale for all of the great things, the filet, the burgers, whatever their classics are that you really like. Shop omahasteaks.com today. Right now, while you're thinking about it, go to omahasteaks.com/Doug and get some free burgers along with it. The best beef, naturally aged, 50% off site-wide. This is a family-operated business. They've been in business for over 100 years. Five generations of Omaha Steak in that family. Every steak and every entree is flash-frozen, vacuum-sealed, ready when you want to enjoy it. And they're 100% money-back guarantee. It's a swell time to take care of 50% off site. Think about all the things that you grill in the summertime. Hot dogs, right? Maybe chicken, hamburger, whatever it is, just there, it's all there.
Some steak, picture some chicken.
Having fun with
yum.
It. Yeah, right. Visit omahasteaks.com/Doug for all the fun and all the savings. It's now 48 after the hour here on the Monday Good Day program.
People who come to Cricket stay with Cricket, just like our customer Paul.
I run a farm with my family, and thanks to Cricket 5G, I know they can reach me, even when I'm out walking our dog Valentine.
Good dog Valentine, big nationwide 5G. Get fast 5G on four lines for only $25 per month each. Smile, you're on Cricket.
Real customer pay for testimonial. Discounts vary per line. Cricket 5G requires a compatible device and is not available everywhere. Fees, terms, and restrictions apply. See store for details.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same, but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online? Go to hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, and the process is 100% online. To start your free online visit, go to hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy.
Attention timeshare owners. Tired of the financial stress? Were you misled by the salesperson? Don't or can't use your timeshare anymore? If any of these apply to you, then you may qualify for timeshare cancellation and get the relief you need now. Timeshare Defense Attorneys is the number one affordable fixed fee legal solution in the country with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. That's certainly better than my grades. They even offer a 100% client satisfaction guarantee. Let one of their experienced lawyers evaluate your case and explain the process. If they take you as a client, they'll work on your case until it's resolved in your favor, guaranteed. Expect great service and a close working relationship with your lawyer, keeping you informed every step of the way, protecting your rights, interests, and even your credit. It's that simple. Even a kid like me can understand it. The consultation is free. Call today.
800-875-1853. 800-875-1853. That's 800-875-1853.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure have stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
All right, 53 after the hour. Monday's Good Day program. It's April Fool's. We have our food, farm, and family department. But I think people almost expect you to do silly things. So do I have some food, farm, and family story that would fall into the April Fool's category? The answer is, you tell me. After I go through, see if we can pick out something in here that is foolish and isn't true. For example, today, Jay, we celebrate National Sourdough Bread Day. Tracing the history of the bread traces back to the gold rush. A lot of miners in California, and they were, you know, their family members, a lot of people who knew how to bake bread, and, you know, they had to be able to feed themselves. So there's some local lore attributed to bread with some folks who came to San Francisco during the gold rush from France. The bread itself is produced through the fermentation of the dough using some kind of yeast and bacilli and that kind of stuff.
You have to make the starter first. Yeah, you have to make the starter and feed the starter and let it do its thing, and you have discard and all of that, and then you can actually make the sourdough bread. But with the discard, you can also make other sourdough things, like sourdough cookies and crackers.
Yeah.
So nothing actually
I didn't know there were sourdough cookies. Really?
Oh, yeah. Huh. Yeah, like you can do chocolate chip with those. Which I know a lot of people, and not straight up gluten allergy or celiac or anything like that, but if you have a gluten tolerance, a lot of times sourdough is more easily tolerated.
I have sourdough. When I get, if somebody offers me sourdough bread, I eat it because it doesn't bother me. I have
an intolerance. Yeah, something like the pH level and just the way that fermentation does it, it makes it way more tolerable for people who are intolerant of it. Sourdough is the best. Like, let's give a hand. Let's round of applause for sourdough.
Yay!
Yay!
Okay, I guess I'm the only one doing that. All right, let's see. I was in Trader.
The thing, too, about, sorry, before we move on from sourdough, intimidating thing, because I want to try to get into the whole sourdough making stuff and the starter.
Oh, do you?
But it almost feels like when you look at it and all of that, it's almost like keeping a plant alive, which I cannot do, no matter how hard I have tried. So it's a little bit intimidating. I didn't realize how much goes into making sourdough until I started looking into it.
But it's yummy. It's good, and if you have a gluten intolerance like I do, it's a savior. Nothing better than on the plane having a meal and they come around and offer you sourdough bread with a stick of butter. Yeah, it's warm and yummy. It's very, those kinds of foods are very, I think they call them comfort foods. And so enjoy some sourdough bread. Today is National Sourdough Bread Day, in addition to being April 1st. Okay, I was in Trader Joe's yesterday. I haven't been in the Trader Joe's for a long time. Actually, I think psychologically, without really realizing it, I was turned off to Trader Joe's from all of the, how many different things have we said in the last 6 months or so that have been recalled from Trader Joe's. But I know I enjoyed the experience. And the place, it was Easter Sunday, the place was jammed. And so if you bought into Trader Joe's yesterday, you bought the carrot juice, you'll want to bring it back because the carrot juice, it has been under-processed. What does that mean? They don't cook it enough? I guess they would. They're all over the country, though. Organic carrot juice. Plastic bottles. You're supposed to, according to the details that I see here, the recall was the fact that it was under-processed. But what does that mean, under-processed? Not cooked enough? There's stuff, the bugs that are in it are not. What does that mean? It's not very clear here. If it doesn't look or smell spoiled, then how is it spoiled? Because that's apparently what the deal is, that they're worried about.
Yeah, maybe like it's one of the ones that are supposed to have more preservatives, and it's like on the shelf rather than in the refrigerated section where you already
just
know
be aware of
preservatives.
It.
That's why it has to be refrigerated.
Yeah, I guess that's just be aware of it. There's an ice cream recall. 16 states. This is a pretty dire warning. Many ice cream bars made by this outfit in California, Tropical Foods, they've posted this on their website. Apparently, the ice cream bars may have salmonella in them. It's called Helados Mexican Mini Cream Variety Pack. And it's sold all over the place. And the distribution is in stores like 7-Eleven. It's in grocery stores. And so you don't want to mess with salmonella no matter what. The company has stopped distributing the product, launched an investigation into what caused the problem. What causes the problem is bad management. These people have the audacity. The tropical food company, Tropicale, says throw them away. No! Bring them back to the store and get your money back. That's the damnedest insult you can have. Really, it is. They must think you're stupid. And you are if you throw the stuff away and don't get your money back. All right? 59 after on Good Day.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.